In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to episode 84 of Living the Catholic Faith. My name is Deacon Steve, and I'm a permanent deacon in the Diocese of Phoenix. Well, one thing that is true in life, I guess, is that time marches on. And as we go through our lives, and we'll talk more about this, our priorities begin to shift. We see things from a different lens. What was important, say, in our teens is not often important in our 20s or 30s. And what is important in the middle of our life, and say in our 40s, may not be so important as we age. Priorities shift over time. And we are called on this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time to look at ours. What really does matter to us? What truly is important in our lives? Is it God? Is it others? Is it our possessions, our accomplishments? There are so many things to think about, to do on this planet, so many different ways to live, that we can kind of get caught up in what is important to us. And it is so easy in the spiritual life to get off course, to lose our way just a little bit, just a little bit. And I think the evil one really looks for that, even in things of holiness. For example, our priority can be evangelizing, which is a great thing, but we can do it so much that we take time away from people who need us and depend on us. So during this episode 84 of the Living the Catholic Faith podcast, we're going to look at priorities. What are God's priorities for us? What are our priorities as we live our lives each day in our efforts to live the Catholic faith? Topic of the week. Priorities. What is really important to you? What matters to you? Is it how you live your life? Is it the people you live your life with? Is it how much money do you make? What kind of car you drive? Or whether you live in an apartment, condo, or a family home? What is your priority? Does it matter? Do you have money to go on vacation? And if so, where can you afford to go? Is that a priority? Is it the esteem of others? Having people look up to you, honor you, think highly of you. Is that your priority? Is your priority about staying healthy, no matter what it takes? Focusing on you, your health, your diet, your exercise, all about you. Is that your priority? My brothers and sisters, we are challenged, particularly this weekend, in our readings for the 26th Sunday at Ordinary Time, to really look at what matters, for what our priorities are, to what we live our lives for, what we live our lives by, and what we live to do in the day-to-day existence of our lives. And, you know, I can get up on a soapbox and tell people live this way or live that way. But truly, one of the gifts of our God is that we are given the free will to choose. To choose what matters to us, and to choose how to live those priorities in the world. Yeah, we get to choose. That is what God has given us. So may we reflect on what choices we are given. May we look at what really matters to us in our lives, and may we choose the better part, as Jesus told Mary to choose, the part that brings us to Christ and helps us live our faith each day. Breaking open the Word. Our gospel for this week is from Matthew 21, verses 28 to 32, for the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Cycle A. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once upon a time, there was a young man named John who was very selfish. He only cared about himself and his own needs. He didn't care about other people or about God. He was his own priority. One day, John was walking through the forest when he came upon an old woman who was sitting on a rock crying. John asked the old woman why she was crying. She said she'd lost her way in the forest and could not find her way home. John could have walked away and left her to herself, but for some reason he said he would help her. So he took her hand and led her out of the forest. When they reached the old woman's house, she thanked John for his help. She told him that he was kind and generous. John was surprised by the old woman's words. He had never thought of himself as kind or generous, but helping the old woman had made him feel good. John realized there was more to life than just himself. He realized it was important to help others and to show them compassion. He also began to think about God. He had never really believed in God before, but now he started to wonder if there was more to life than what he could see and touch. So John started to read the Bible and to learn about God and started going to church. The more John learned about God, the more he realized that God loved him and that God wanted him to be a good person. John decided to change his life. He decided to change his priorities and put God and others before himself. He started volunteering at a soup kitchen, started mentoring at-risk youth. John was happier than ever before. He realized that the most important priority in life is to love God and to love others. In our first reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, we hear the Lord say that his ways, again, are not ours. That the people were complaining that the Lord's way isn't fair, but that God's ways are truly fair and right. And those who follow God's ways will live. In Philippians, we hear that we are to regard others as more important than ourselves. And in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear about the two sons. One says to the father's request, yes, but doesn't follow it. And the other makes the priority, even though he says no, of following his father's will. So we really are challenged, I think, in this 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time to look at, what are our priorities? What matters to us? Often, if we are honest with ourselves, and it takes some degree of humility to say this, we admit that we are our own priority. Our needs, our wants, our wishes, our choices, what makes us happy, what brings us to what we want in our lives, the nice new iPhone Pro 15 Max, whatever it may be, we ourselves usually, often, become the priority in our lives. What can we do to feel better? What can we do to be better? What can we do to improve the quality of our lives? It's all about us. So that is the greatest challenge in our priorities, is that we make ourselves number one in the world. We sometimes make our priorities other people. They generally, though, are people that we care about or that we want something from or with. You know, those people that are in our circle, we want them to like us or love us or promote us if it's at work. So those people matter. And we may have a priority of doing things for them in part because they're important to us. And when others become our main priority in life, we have really, truly fallen away from the call of discipleship. Often, God is a distant priority. Oh, yeah, we'll do the minimum, you know. We'll go to Mass once a week and on holy days. We'll pray, you know, say thank you, Lord, on a given day and go about our business. But often, God is just a distant memory in each day. We'll say our prayers before we go to bed or say thank you when we wake up. And then we go spend our day living our priorities without often God being a second thought. So when we live this way, our priorities are not focused on the Lord. And yet that is the challenge that we are being given. And to live this challenge, we must follow this priority list. Number one, God above all else. If we are to live truly as faithful disciples of the Lord, we must put him first in all things. All things, not some things, all things. Now, those things extend to the kitchen, what we eat and how we treat our bodies. They extend to the bedroom, what we do there besides sleep and with whom. It extends to the boardroom and how we treat others that we may work with, or the schoolroom for children going to school. It is putting God first in all of those things. It is putting others second, the well-being of others. You know, I do a good deal of couples therapy on the BetterHelp application that I am on. And one of the things I do is we talk about a definition of love. And I use the definition I was taught, a very Catholic one, that says, love is willing the good of another as other. In other words, love is caring about the needs of someone else above your own. Yes. And if we are to be following Christ, we must put others second and our love of them second only below God. And finally, yep, you guessed it, who's bringing up the rear? We are. We are number three. We are to focus our lives not on ourselves, but on God and others first, and then we can think about what we want and we need. Now, if you think it's easy to live this way, try it. Well, we've come to the end of episode 84 of Living the Catholic Faith podcast. If you have any feedback about the podcast you wish to share or just want to say hello, love to hear from you. You can email me at deaconstevew@gmail.com. Let us pray. Lord, help us to know what is truly important in our lives. Help us to put you first and others second in service to you. Help us to know that our mission on this earth is to love, to serve you for your glory, and to serve our brothers and sisters. May we be given the grace to live this way and to be the generous people that you call us to be. And now we pray a prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola. Lord Jesus, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to labor and not seek to rest, to give of myself and not ask for a reward, except the reward of knowing that I am doing your will. And now, my brothers and sisters, please bow your heads to receive God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, let us go in peace to go out into the world, to know what is important in our lives, and to put God and others first as we continue our journey in living the Catholic faith.